Dear friends, New Year celebrations in Sydney are renowned around the world for the spectacular fireworks display. Some people are prepared to pay even large sums of money just to be close to the action. It is a popular way of seeing out the old and bringing in the new year. The ancients believed that the turning of the year was a vulnerable moment, a changeover that had to be watched carefully, lest witches, ghosts, and demons slip through the gap between the years. Well, we may not give much credence to this old wives' tale, but if the truth be told, few of us would want our demons scared away in the blaze of light and explosion of noise. The liturgy today on this solemnity of the Mother of God is in some ways the antithesis of the popular celebrations. It is not that such celebrations as those in our city are anti-Christian, or that Christianity is a kind of a killjoy religion. Rather, the liturgy for this Sunday calls us, above all else, to enter the new year with that profound sense of God's presence, God's action, and the spirit of contemplation, so that we can live with renewed hope, trust, and purpose. In the first reading, we hear the blessing of Moses to his brother Aaron, who was to carry on the baton and lead the people into the promised land, because Moses himself, as we know, didn't quite make it to the promised land. And Moses says to Aaron, "May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he let his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May he uncover his face to you and bring you peace." And they say the face never lies. It reveals what's hidden in the heart. In biblical language, the face is considered the most sacred and visible manifestation of the person. So Moses' face became radiant after he had seen and conversed with God on Mount Horeb and received the tablets of the covenant. To have God's face shine on us means that we become imbued with his sacred presence and able to shine that presence to others. My dear people, we are like Aaron and the people of God of old, facing the unknown journey into the promised land. We too need to have God's face shine on us and guide us amidst the challenges that shall come our way this coming year and into the future. St. Paul reminds us that Jesus is the visible face of God, and it is by being grounded in him and his gospel that we can journey to the future with hope. At Christmas, we contemplate the face of God revealed to us through a vulnerable, helpless, and homeless child. It is an incredible and even subversive claim of Christianity that God should identify himself not with the rich and the influential, not the royal and the celebrity, but with the poor, the marginalized, and the forgotten. We cannot love God whom we cannot see, St. John reminds us, without loving the least of our brothers and sisters whom we can see. We cannot be authentic disciples of Jesus without having compassion and solidarity for those deprived of justice, humanity, and dignity, our indigenous people, those driven to the edges of society, those falling through the cracks, the gaps in our society, or like Faisal Ishak Ahmed, another asylum seeker who died while in the care of our country, the so-called lucky country. Christmas commits us to discover, to unveil, and to behold the beauty of God in the disfigured faces of our brothers and sisters. Today we honor Mary under the title the Mother of God. Mary is a woman with a mission of carrying Christ, manifesting the presence of God to the world. She accomplished that mission by a witness of love, of nurturing, of caring, of prayer, of silent suffering, of walking in the darkness, of partial understanding, of hoping against hope, of complete and unconditional surrender. In the Gospel today, Mary is said to have treasured all these things that were said and pondered them in her heart. Mary is therefore presented to us as a contemplative in action. She does not take things simply at their face value, but interprets them through the perspective, the prism of God. She's able to live the sacrament of the moment, that is, with the mindfulness that aligns us to the presence and action of God in the here and now. It is vitally important for us to live like Mary, with the capacity to treasure and to ponder the ways of God, the ways of God in our lives, in the circumstances in which we find ourselves. Jesus spoke about this union, like the vine to the branches, or the branches to the vine. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Mary teaches us by her example of treasuring, pondering, and reflecting on what God is doing in our lives and in history. Through contemplation, we are able to acquire an alternative consciousness, as it were. Not the consciousness of the senses, or not the consciousness that the world presents to us, but the consciousness that aligns our minds and hearts to that of Christ. And that's the aim of the Christian life, my brothers and sisters. And we're able to discern, ones who have this alternative consciousness of God, and to judge the true value of everything in the world. It is Mary, the Mother of God, who teaches us the art of immersing ourselves in the mystery of the incarnate God, of drawing wisdom, strength, and hope from Him. Dear friends, we are at the threshold of a new year. It is time to renew our hope and confidence, our commitment and courage. With Pope Francis at the helm, I truly believe that God has revealed to us the new Kairos, the opportune, the favorable moment. Learning from his words and examples, we can live the kairos of mercy and compassion. Everywhere he goes, he exudes that compassion, that mercy of God. The kairos of outreach, inclusion, kairos of humility, simplicity, and joy, which comes from our being grounded in God's love, our being assured that God has the upper hand in the way history unfolds. Christmas reminds us of the God who reaches out to us, who walks in our shoes, who humanizes our relationships. May we, like Mary, Mother of God, learn to immerse ourselves in God's unconditional love and manifest that love to others. May God's face shine on our faces and enable us to shine his presence to others.